317-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. The show, second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, June 28, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, State Representative candidate for the 106th House District, Todd Smallenberg, is on the line. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
We're doing good, man. Looking forward to a weekend. A lot of activities happening. Where are you going? Where are you doing? Where can people meet up with you this weekend?
So we'll be in Hillman tonight for a meet and greet at 7 p.m. And then in Atlanta.
Let's go about Hillman. Let's back up. Hillman, where exactly is that going to be at?
Let me pull that up real quick, Trucker. I apologize, man.
Okay, that's okay, because I got two text messages when I sent a message back. They're asking for locations. People are wanting to bring checks. Is that okay for people to come and actually hand you a check for the campaign?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, because they said they forgot they were going to mail it, and the wife didn't do it. He thought she did it. She thought he did it. And he said, to heck with it. Just find out where Todd's going to be either tonight or tomorrow, and we definitely want to come and speak with him and give him a check. And I said, okay, I'll ask him on the radio. The other text message came in said, they made the donation online, and they said, is there any way that they get confirmation? The email, they said, did not provide a receipt. And do you know how that process works on your website, how that goes down?
For Anadot?
Yes.
So Anadot, it should provide a receipt to them. Okay. That's part of the process. I don't know why it didn't, because that's... You know, as you know, Trucker, that's a requirement from the state that we use one of those two.
Right.
Because they charge and they make money every time they get someone to donate.
Right. Okay, so maybe it went to their spam folder, or maybe they have a blocker or something. They didn't get the receipt. So they're going to check their bank account, they said, on Monday. I think he said he donated $100 and he just wanted to make sure you got it. Make sure it went through is basically what he said. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So where are we at in Hillman then?
I'm
oh, you still don't have it pulled up. Well, you're just dang busy, brother. That's all.
You're right. I've been in Sheboygan the past couple of nights, and we went to Rick's memorial last night with his family.
Yeah.
So just running around with my hair on fire. So.
I understand. Well, Vicky and I were at a candidate forum down here in Antrim, so we couldn't make Rick Selva's celebration. But a lot of people text me this morning, said it was a real nice, cozy little event with the family.
It absolutely was. And then we actually drove down to Clinton Township and made his interment the other day as well. And that was very nicely done. So here it is, Friday, 7 p.m. at the Patchwood Plaza, which is 14797 State Street South in Hillman. And then Sunday at 1 p.m., former JD's Pizza at 11391 West Street, Atlanta.
Okay, and that's on Sunday, you said?
Yes, sir. Sunday at 1 p.m. to 3 in Atlanta at the former JD's Pizza in the Patchwood Plaza tonight from 7 to 9 p.m.
Very good, very good. As you're out there, again, talking to the people, Todd, how do they feel about your campaign versus the incumbent state representative? What are people telling you after they hear what you have to say, ask you some questions? What's the basic feedback you're getting on the campaign right now?
Nothing but positive. I mean, everyone is very dissatisfied with his voting record. People know his voting record, which is important because all these mailers he's sending out is actually contradicts his voting record. So I always tell people, you know, here's the links. Go look at his voting record. you know, see for yourself and determine, you know, is this the type of person you want representing you? And we spent all last week in Sheboygan, and I tell you, I knew I was going in the lion's den, but I walked out of there pleasantly surprised because, I mean, I only had one that was pro-Cam. Everyone else was telling me they're very dissatisfied with his voting record. And they've known him 40 years. One of his childhood friends just called up and said, full team Smallenberg, because he literally sent text messages telling her that they're going to remember all the fence straddlers when they win. And she responded back. She goes, I'll remember this when you lose. So it's been really positive, and it uplifts me every time I get out there and meet the folks. And they get to know me, and they make a decision, and they support me.
Now, one of the things that I'm asking all the candidates that are knocking doors and going to meet and greets and talking to the people, what are you hearing as, let's start off with the perhaps top priority. What's the main number one issue people are talking to you about, Todd, out there on the campaign trail?
Well, I mean, you know, the economy is the number one issue, I think, in across the nation in every single state. And then a lot of people are looking at these bills that they've been passing down to Lansing. You know, from our gun rights to the election, you know, laws that they just recently passed, basically, yeah. you know, basically codifying everything that Jocelyn Benson done that was unconstitutional, making it legal. And election integrity is a huge thing up here in the Second Amendment. You know, they're trying to ram this stuff through in spending, you know, like, you know, drunken sailors. And I've got good friends that are drunken sailors, and they stop spending when they run out of money.
Yeah, exactly. $82.5 billion budget was the final number on the recap I read early this morning. And it's like not one Republican in the House voted for it. Only one Republican, Ed McBroom, in the Senate voted for it. Do you think they finally got the messaging that I've been yelling and screaming for months, don't vote for this budget. If you vote for this budget, you will be politically dead. Do you think it finally resonated with those guys down there?
Well, except for with Ed.
Exactly. Well, one thing I did want to ask you specifically, because I just asked Josh Saul this very same question. When you win the primary on August 6th, and obviously win in November, what are some of the committee assignments that you would like to apply for based on your life experiences and all the things that you've gone through? Have you thought about committees and looking at those, Todd? Which ones would you like to serve on?
Well, I think the veterans and the police committee is one that I could go in there. And then also, you know, I'm looking at education, since that's my number one policy concern. And then, you know, with my background and everything, anything that has to do with national security at the state level for DHS and everything else, I feel that I'd be best suited for.
Very good. Excellent. Text message just came in, said they found the receipt in their spam folder.
So, awesome. Great.
Yeah. So your program that you're paying for to service your donations on the website is working just fine, he said. Other text came in, said, are you going to be in any of the parades that are coming up? If you know, 4th of July is coming fast. Is there any particular parades that you're going to attend or ask to walk in?
Yeah, we're going to be in Alpena on the 4th. I wish they weren't such within an hour of each other for four of them. But we have representation in all the six counties. People have volunteered, and they're going to be handing out literature, have my signs and everything, and behind us some floats. And then the 6th, we got two more of the counties, so I plan on being in those as well on Saturday. But I'll be in Alpena on Thursday. Walking. My grandkids are up, so they'll be out handing out candy and shouting to vote for their pop.
Ah, good deal. 4th of July, Alpena, and then Saturday the 6th, you're saying there's a couple others lined up around that you'll be attending as well.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay, very good. Last question I can get into Todd. Says, Todd, you'll be attending the debate forum the radio station's hosting on July 11th. What do you hope to happen at that event?
Well, I'd really like Cam to show up so that we can discuss you know, what both of us believe in and what we're willing to fight for. And then plus he's got to be able to stand up to his record. You know, he told me to my face he's proud of his record, and that was pre, you know, when he was the board approved the recall petition. And, you know, so that's what I like to happen, so the people can decide, you know, based off of what we have to say and what we do. But I don't imagine he'll be there, just like he hasn't been there for the last three, because he's got to be able to stand up to his record, and he wants to run from that and send those mailers out. But, you know, I hope the people that show up that don't know me get to know me and choose, you know, wisely when it comes to the ballot box who they think is going to be the best representative.
Well, yesterday on the show, I came up with the idea, even though I don't want to do it, but more or less a way to possibly put pressure on these guys to show up. I took an unscientific poll, and I had 117 text messages. Every single one of them was yes. I'll be substituting in as the candidate if they don't show up. I'll be answering the questions for Cam. I know his voting record. I know every committee assignment. I know the bills he was part of. And so I'll be subbing in for any of the candidates or elected incumbents that don't show up. If Jack Bergman doesn't show up, I guess I get to be a U.S. congressman for an hour. And then in your race, I'll end up being Ken Cavett for an hour. So answering the questions, because this is the way the format is, Todd, the county chairs from the 105th, 106th, 107th are going to be asking the questions. These are the questions that they want answers to for their counties, for their districts, and they'll be the ones answering the questions. Well, if they don't show up, I know exactly where they stood on the votes. I knew exactly where they stood on these bills. So evidently, I guess I have to sit in and possibly be answering the questions for Cam Cavett.
Well, I think it's a great idea. One is the forum, how you got it laid out with the chairs coming in and asking the questions from each of the counties, I think is the way to go. It should be almost in every single debate. And then, you know, someone stepping in and, you know, talking about their voting record is another great idea, because if these people aren't going to come in here and stand in front of the folks that they're supposed to represent, that speaks volumes. And it's a travesty that they don't have the respect for the people in this district to come in here and talk about their voting record and talk about what their plans are. Yes. I just think that's the biggest disgrace there is for anyone that's a representative not to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, Patchwood Plaza, that's the one tonight that you'll be attending?
Yes, sir.
And then JD's Pizza in Atlanta?
Yes, sir.
Very good, Todd. Todd Smallenberg, go to the website, electsmallenberg.com. Make a donation. Greatly appreciate you. Stay safe out there, Todd.
You do the same, brother. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Take care.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Got a text message that came in late asking if Todd Smallenberg supports charter schools. I didn't see it during the interview. I apologize. I said, yes, he's totally in favor and does support charter schools as competition to the failing public schools. One of his commercials on our radio station is all about education. He said, good. If that's the case, I'm going to give him a call. Send me his phone number, please. I'm going to make a donation to his campaign. So greatly appreciate you doing that for us. I got one other thing that I think is kind of relevant to the show. The possibility that some of the people, when they come to the debate, will be enlightened, whether they show up or not. And also the questions and answers coming from the county chairs. See, this is exactly how debates are supposed to be done, where you have the people that are holding these elected officials accountable at the highest level within each county. Let me explain. 105th, I forget, four or five counties. Same for the 106th. 107th. First Congressional District is 36 counties. So if the chairman of each county party comes to the debate with questions prepared, it's coming from the county that's in that district. Being the chairman of the party, you're the top executive responsible for communication, asking questions, vetting these people, from what you know as what your county's concerns are. Sheboygan County's issues are completely different than Alpena's. Presque Isle in the middle. You've got a situation where there's a vast, I mean, the district is huge. You can just ask Todd how many miles he's put on his pickup truck. When you are traversing that large of a geographical area, priorities change, issues change. You have different economic situations happening in those counties. Sheboygan's economy is completely different than Alpena's, completely different than Presque Isle's. I can guarantee you that. So as a state representative, you got to be saying, okay, what can I do to help my constituents? Now, John Roth was at our Antrim County Barn event last night we had for the candidates of Antrim County. I want to give a shout out to Jerry Hubble, the Hubble Farm. If you guys ever want a barn setting for an event, a square dance, a wedding, whatever, the Hubble Farm on US 31 is a phenomenal facility. The barn is spotless. It's all landscaped beautifully. You park right on the lawn. They have tons of parking. They have potties, porta potties set up in the back. The barn is lit up and decorated. It was a beautiful event. State Representative John Roth came, spoke last at the event, said they had attended a 20-hour marathon for the last day of legislative session when they passed the $82.5 billion budget. He said, Randy, I'm here on 3.5 hours sleep. I'm like, dude, go home and go to bed. And he's like, you're dead on, brother. I'm doing it. He said they were trying. Listen to this. Northern Michigan representatives and or senators tried to get 20% of the budget allocated north of Flint, Michigan. Put this on your hand. Hold up your left hand right now, palm facing away from you. Put your finger right below your middle knuckle of your middle finger. Put it right there. That's where Flint is. Okay? They wanted 20% north of Flint, including the UP. You know how much we got? 10%. 90% of this $82.5 billion budget is money that's going to be spent south of Flint, Michigan. Folks, that's unacceptable. That is completely unacceptable. That is nowhere near the funding that we need to get from our state government. Now, I got a very simple question. I asked this to John, and he's like, that's a great idea, but it'll never get done. I said, you know what? We'll figure out our state income tax. We'll figure out all the money we've spent on sales tax. We will deduct it from the state income tax bill. We're obligated. We're only going to send 10% of what our state income tax bill is to Lansing next year. When we file our taxes, April 15 deadline, we're only going to send 10% of what we're truly obligated under Michigan law, 4.25% state income tax. Yes, the Democrats codified it in the budget. Our state income tax is going back to 4.25 for this calendar year. So I said to John, based on us only getting 10% of the money from you guys, we're only going to send you our 10%. We're going to tithe. We're going to give you 10% of what we owe. Come after us for the rest. He said, Randy, if north of Flint did that, he said that would totally crash the budget. I said, exactly. That's exactly what needs to happen. If you're not going to respect us where we can't even get 20% of the budget to be allocated for projects, funding, infrastructure, things that we need up here in northern Michigan, then the heck with you in Lansing. You know what? He agreed with me. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour, the pursuit of happiness. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current